Okay, I'd like to talk a little about the Arei Miklat. Specifically, the Mishnah mentions that, I think it's well known because Rashi brings it in Chumash, that there were three Arei Miklat on Ever HaYarden, and actually the Pasuk brings it in Chumash, but there were three Arei Miklat on Ever HaYarden, and three of the Arei Miklat in Eretz Yisrael proper. And the Mishnah here on Tesamid Beis explains that it's not balanced. In Eretz Yisrael, there are 9.5 Shvatim with 3 Arei Miklat, and Ever HaYarden, 2.5 with 3 Arei Miklat. So the Gemara says, Begilad Shchichi writes them. Then in Gilad, Ever HaYarden, the one more writes them. The Ramban says, because they didn't have the Hagana, of the protection of Avir Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the one more writes them, so that's why there were more Arei Miklat than Ever HaYarden. So there are two difficulties, one which Mefarshim do talk about, and one which they don't. The one that is discussed is the kasha, it seems to be basic kasha. What do you mean, Begilat Shchichi writes him? It's for killing B'shayeg that you need an Arei Miklat. It's for someone who killed by mistake that you need Arei Miklat. Not for someone who killed purposely, not for a murderer. So Begilat Shchichi writes him, and Begilat, the Amor writes him, that doesn't have anything to do with Arei Miklat. What does it have to do with the Arei Miklat saving? But why would it be that Begilad there are more rights than Bishayegeg? They're more clumsy? More clumsy people, they make ladders, inferior ladders that collapse. What? They don't have, and that causes Shkagos as well. That could be. Could be the lack of the Haganah. Okay, it could be. So, Tosis really is the kasha, yeah. Oh, so that's Tosis Teretz. So the bottom Tosis says that we had the Moshel HaKadmoini, that God brings together someone who killed B'mezid and someone who killed B'shaygei, and the one who's climbing the ladder kills the one at the bottom of the ladder, and everybody's happy, and everyone's happy, but everything works out that the Ritzeh HaBeveze gets Misa and the Ritzeh HaBeshege. So that's Tosis says. So since Begilat Shchichi writes him, this type of thing happens all the time. And the Marami asks, yeah, but we're going to get all the people who killed B'shege. If there aren't more people who killed B'shege in Ever HaYarden, it still doesn't work. It still doesn't work out. So the Marami answers that, look, your Rabbeinu Shlomo can make things happen. Those who killed B'shegeg in Eretz Yisrael proper are going to go for vacation to Ever HaYarden, where the rights them are, and they'll climb the ladder, and they'll fall, and they'll kill them, and it'll work out. That's the Maram's explanation of Tosis. That's one explanation. Other Rishonim give other terutz, and the Ramban in Parshas Maaseh and the Ritva here on the Gemara says that people who killed B'mezid fake it out. They pretend that they killed B'shege. They want to kill somebody and they don't get in trouble. So they pretend it was an accident. Begilat Shchichi writes him, you need more Arei Miklat because there are many more who appear to be shaging him. That's the Ramban's Teretz. What's the problem with that Teretz? The problem with that Teretz seems to be, well, we don't know who's faking. We just know. But the Maisa, they're going to go there. But the idea is, what are we doing to help these people? We're setting up more Arei Miklat to help the Hargim and Mezid who pretend to Hargim and Shaygay. It's also not such a satisfying answer for that reason. So these issues are issues. We should at least talk about it. And it's a problem. What I want to bring up primarily is the second issue. And we're so caught up with the Sheish Arei Miklat that I think we know, but it doesn't come to our mind, the idea that there were really more than 6 cities in Eretz Yisrael that saved the Harig B'Shaiki. There were an additional 42. Right? The 48 Arei Alaviim were all Arim that were Kailik that saved the Harig B'Shaiki. So there are actually 48 cities. Now, It may be true that of the six that are mentioned in the pasuk, three are here and three are there. What about the other 42? Where were they? So if you learn Sefer Yeshua in the Chalukah Saaretz in Perek Chaf Aleph, it says pretty much every Shevet gave four. One Shevet gave five, one gave three. But and otherwise, every Shevet gave four cities. If you count the cities, of the 42 additional cities, there were six in Eber HaYarden and 36 in Eretz Yisrael proper. Which means if you add it up, there were 39 in Eretz Yisrael and 9 in Eber HaYarden. Now that even shortchanges Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden is 2.5 Shvatim. 2.5 times 4 would be 10. And they only had 9. So they certainly didn't have more. So the whole Gemara here is a Pella. It's a Plia. What's going on here? You're saying there were three here and three there, but Gilad Shichi writes them, but that has no practical consequence. Because Lamaisa, all the 48 cities are Kailit. And since the 48 cities are all Kailit, you don't have any advantage in Eber HaYarden over Eretz Yisrael. It's like, Mavi Kasha, no? It's a major problem with Pshat in the Mishnah. A major difficulty with the simple Pshat. So I don't know who says an answer to this, but I want to share with you a Meshe Chachma, which is the sadistic Meshe Chachma. It's known in the Achrayim here, the Rosh Hashivas of Shirur Mamakis use this Meshe Chachma. And anyway, it's an important aside whether you'll agree that it helps answer the question. But at least let me share with you a Meshe Chachma. But the question, I think we all agree, is a good kasha. Right? All the 48 cities are saved. And you didn't have any more in Eber HaYarden that you had in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a problem. Even Bati doesn't have a Teretz. No? What? But all 48 signs, is it said, is it practical?
You must be asking why the Teretz
is not enough. But the Teretz is not, still doesn't do enough. It answers why Teretz, but doesn't answer the underlying problem with the 42. What? The six were rent free. It's true. The six, the Gemara is going to say later that the six were rent free. The 42 were not rent free. But it's a little strange that because Megillat Shlichi writes that we want to give them more rent free cities. And we're giving them one extra rent free city, sort of. It's not so satisfying. So let me tell you the Meshe Chachma. Meshe Chachma is a Geshmak and Meshe Chachma anyway. The Meshe Chachma says, what's the difference between the six and the 42? The Torah spells out six. Everyone knows the Lashon of the Gemara, which Rashi brings in Chumash. The Moshe Rabbeinu separated the three in Eber HaYarden, even though they're not Kailit till you separate the three in Eretz Canaan. But still, he wanted to be a Maskel B'Mitzvah. But it sounds again like they're three and three, but they're 48. So the aside that the Meshe Chachma says in Parshas Maaseh is the following. He says that the six cities were primarily Arei Miklat. They were separated, and they save the halacha of Arei Miklat, cities that were separated to save lives of Shaydim. The 42 were Matzil for a different reason. The Gemara says later, on Yabez Amid Beis, that Machne Leviya was Kailit even in the Midbar. Later on Yabez Amid Beis, the Mishnah actually says that even in the Midbar, Tanur Rabbanan Braisa, v'samti l'cha mokem eshiyana shama, so the Gemara says, mokem is b'chayecha, even in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. And what was that? Minola megalim b'midbar, l'echa megalim l'machna l'viya. So that the machna l'viya, it's a separate halacha. Machna l'viya is matzel. That already was in the Mishnah. We dash in Sab Yucha Mokain, Lucha Mokain, Mim Kaimecha. Moshe was a Levi, Ari Leviim, Amatzel. So two separate din. There's a din that Ari Miklat Amatzel, and there's a din that Machna Levi is Matzel. It's Meduyik very much in many of the Rishainim. One is in Rashi. Rashi there says, Mokain Mim Kaimecha, Ari Leviim save, because of Mokain Mim Kaimecha. Shetei Machna Levi Kailates. Va'af ori miklat, yu ori leviya. the Machne Leviyah is Kailit. And also there are Rimikla, which are Machne Leviyah that are Kailit. What's the also? They're all 48 are Machne Leviyah that are Kailit. It's Meduyik that they're two separate dinim. There's a halacha that Ari Miklat, there's six Ari Miklat that Torah designates, and there are Ari Miklat, which also happen to belong to Leviyim. But they're primarily Ari Miklat, they're primarily cities for Hargan Bishayge. And that's Taka why, it's rent free there. These cities are set up for them. The fact that the 42 cities say, it's a Dinabach and Leviyim. That's why they go there, they have to pay the Levi rent. Because those are primarily Ari Leviyah. And there's Allah, and the Machne Leviyah is Kailit. So it's two separate dinim, two separate halachas. The Rechai HaKadosh in Parashas Maaseh says that if somebody kills Bishayge, he goes to a city and there's no apartment available. Oh, well, it's all booked. There's nothing available. All the hotels are fully booked. There's a Super Bowl there or something, you know. So Archaim HaKadosh says that in the six cities, they throw a Levi out of his house and they put in the Hayretzef Mishaygeg. In the 42 cities, they don't do that. Where does he get it from? This he said. The six cities are primarily Ari Miklat. They're primarily for Hargan Mishaygeg. Levium live there too. But primarily the Ari Miklat. The 42 cities are primarily Ari Levium. Just that it's an ear that's miklat as well. And he lives there rent free, right? See that? I don't know how you choose which Levi to throw out of his house, but Bistam will choose the nicest house.
But the miklat, do they have the same thing as the other Ari Levi? Do they have to have mikvah around them?
I assume so. I don't know differently. But if you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He has two separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kuf Pei Beis is Shetzivanu Lahavdil Sheish Arei Miklat. He has one mitzvah to separate Sheish Arei Miklat. And the next mitzvah Kuf Pei Gimel, is Mitzvahs Arei Halavim, Ve'ilu Arei Halavim, Heim Arei Miklat. He says one mitzvah to separate Sheish Arei Miklat, and one mitzvah to separate Arei Halavim, which also serve as Arei Miklat. So it's a Meshach Chachmas Yisayid. But once you learn about it, it seems to be maybe even Pashup Shat, that's the way it is. When Mashiach comes, what's going to happen with us Levim? So there's a sugyan Bava Basra Kuf Chav Beis that learns Pshat in the Psukim Yecheskel. The Psukim Yecheskel say there'll be 13 Chalokim, Lasid Lavai. That seems to say clearly, the Gemara says clearly that the Leviyim will get a chelik. It's interesting, Lasid Lavai is going to be neat. The Pasuk Yecheskel says there'll be straight strips of land. The way it was divided by Yeshua, it was like the, you know, like countries and states are always divided in strange shapes. Yecheskel says strips across the whole width of Eretz Yisrael, 13 strips, and one will be for the Leviyim. So it sounds like the Leviyim are going to get a regular chelik. So the Michas Chinuch asks, it's clear from the Psukim, Levim only got Orei Levim because they got no Chelik. So if we're going to have a regular Chelik Lasid Lavai, we're not going to get the Orei Levim. Yet the Rambam says that when Mashiach comes, they'll add three more Orei Mikla to the six. They'll add three more Orei Mikla to the six, as the land of the Keni, the Knezi, and Kadmani will be added. There'll be nine Ari Miklat. And the Rambam says the Levim are going to get them. So the Michas Chinuch asks, I thought there are no Ari Levim, Lasid Lavai. We get a regular Chaylik. But according to the Meshech Chachma, it's good. The Ari Levim there won't be. Levim will have a Chaylik. And there'll be Machne Leviyah as Chaylik, just like in the Midbar. But Ari Miklat is a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Pei-Beis. It's a separate mitzvah to have Ari Miklat, and Ari Miklat also belong to Levim. But they're primarily Ari Miklat, and therefore the Ari Miklat are Amatzil and Eshel Levim. I think also we're going to have later the idea they made signs, Vechinu Asaderech. The signs they made also sounds like it was only for the six cities, not for the 42 cities. The six cities are primarily Ari Miklat, and the 42 cities are primarily Ari Leviim, and that's the basic difference between them. I think even if you learn the Chumash in Parshas Maaseh, it says that Sa'ar Mashititnu Leviim Sheish Ari Miklat. The cities you give to the Leviim, the six Ari Miklat. And then it says, Valeim Titnu Arba Mishtayim Yer. And in addition, give them 42 cities. Again, it's just beautiful the way the Meshech Chachma attaches it. The Ari Miklat, they're primarily Ari Miklat. They go to the Leviim. Plus, Leviim get 42 more cities. They're also Ari Miklat. No, they're primarily Ari Leviim. Then there's a din, Machna Leviim is Matzil, so the 42 are Matzil. So it's very geschmack. The six Ari Miklat, and they also go to Leviim. The 42 are Ari Leviim, and they're also Ari Miklat. That's this Yisoid that said, and there are other nafkaminis that says Ari Miklat can't become Ir Nidachas. So the Tachrayim say that means the six can't be Ari Nidachas, or the Gemara that the three of Moshe were not Matzel, so the other three were Matzel. Once he had six, it's Matzel, even if the 42 were not yet designated. It's clear, right? These three are not Matzel till the other three. It took them 14 years till they finished the Chalukah. But if the three and the three were set up, they're matzel, either the 42. The other 42 are incidentally matzel. This Machna Levi is matzel, and not because they're primarily Ari Miklat. So this is the Yisoid Gadol, which they call from the Meshech Chachma, but you can see it already in the Rishayim, or even in the Psukim, if you're careful enough, you can see this idea. What does it have to do with our issue? The Meshech Chachma says that in the Bayis Sheni, the time of the Bayis Sheni, where the Nachla didn't return, the Leviim didn't get their 42 cities in the Bayis Sheni, the Leviim didn't come up in proper numbers anyway, but you need Rav Yisrael Alad Malsam, the Gemara says in the end of Saita, that there were no Uriah Leviim in the Bayis Sheni. So the Meshech Chachma says that from the time it wasn't Rav Yisrael Alad Malsam, from the time that, he doesn't say Rav Yisrael Masim, he just says from the time the Leviim didn't have their Arim, the 42 cities were not Kailut. Only the six. The six remain. The 42 Ari Leviim, there were no Ari Leviim. Because once it wasn't Rav Yisrael Alad Masim, it was bottled the din of Ari Leviim. But din Ari Miklat, the way we're saying, Ari Miklat are primarily Ari Miklat. They're always Matzel. It's the others that are Ari Leviim, which incidentally are Matzel. If they're not Ari Leviim, then they're not Matzel. It would come out, the idea of Rav Yisrael Alad Masam was for a relatively short kufa in our history. Because when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Galus, it was already missing in Rav Yisrael Alad Masam. Yovel was not Noyig for most of the history of Klal Yisrael. For Yovel to be Noyig, you know, when I was a kid, I was 15, 20 years old, I thought, you know, Shemitah comes every 7 years. I just have to live long enough, Yovel will come. You know, like you're only 20 years, and Yovel's every 50 years, you feel you never made it. But, you know, I already hit 50 years, and we still didn't have a Yovel. You know, so what happened? You know, Karen HaYovel, imagine how much money you could raise for a once in 50 year fundraising. But the answer is, there is no Yovel. Because Bizman Shein, Rav Yisrael, Alan Masam, if Rav Klaisor is not in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yovel. Yovel's not Naiv. Because there's a kosher. And that started already when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Galus. Many Rishayim hold when the three Shvatim, Rav Yisrael, you need in every chelik of Eretz Yisrael. So even when the first Shvatim went to Galus, it came to an end. Begilat Shchichi writes him. Now I'm just, what I told you till now is all with Maram HaKaimis. Now I'm just talking, thinking. When was it Shchichi writes him? In the Darvi Yeshua, the Shchichi writes him. The Pasuk says in the Darvi Yeshua, Klal Yisrael did Ratzon Hashem, Kol Yimei Yeshua. Except for the one Maisa with Ochan, there were no problems. So when was this period of time, the time of Shmuel HaNavi, was Shchichi writes him? Could be that the Taka, like the Ramban says, Eva Yarden, is the Avir, is Goyim writes him. Eretz Yisrael was set up not just for them; it was set up for the whole Tekufa of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So, for the period, what was our kasha? Begilat Shlichim Raisim, you have 3 and 3. What do you mean? It's 48. And if it's 48, so weiter. Every item doesn't have more. So you're talking. Now, for the time there was 48, the taka wasn't a problem of Shchichi Reitzchim. What was the problem of Shchichi Reitzchim? In the Dairis that had the problems, and the Dairis after Yeshio HaMelech, and the Dairis of Ritzichis and Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah complained about Ritzichis and Klal Yisrael. In those Dairis, the 42 attack in the 42 cities were not Matzel. When it was a right Yisrael Alad Masam, it wasn't Matzel. So it may be, like the Meshech Chachma, the Begilat Shchichi Reitzchim, because there was a bit Tkufa where Kachaya, where that's the way it was, that there were only six cities, there weren't the 42 cities. And it's Yitochin that for that purpose, the idea of the Mishnah would make sense that there were additional cities in the Ari HaGilah. So this is my suggestion of a possible teretz. If you like it, you don't like it, you should like it, it's good teretz. But the Meshech Chochma's Yisayid, and the Ari Elavim, that's I think the Gishmak and basic Yisayid in the Ari Elavim. Good Shabbos to everybody.